Today's daf is the daf of the Parshat HaShavua, daf Nun Chet. Perfect timing. And we continue because Rabbi Yochanan brought yesterday, Rabbi Banor, Hagabi, the din of the tzniut of a woman, the chotzer, Hagabi, washing clothes. We went on to discuss the general tzniut of Talmid HaChamim and go on to discuss tzniut as it's nogea in yonim of kivura, and looking at things that are beyond your level of hasorda. It happens to be that Rabbi Bano Avikametzayin Ma'arot. Rabbi Bano was a very special person. Because of that, he was appointed by Beis Din to be the one that would be allowed to go into the Ma'aretz where tzaddikim were buried. Normally, we don't allow regular people to walk in, and I don't know about Drega. But in order to measure out the size of the me'orah underneath, then go up above ground to be mitzayin the kever to make sure that nobody accidentally becomes tameh. So because of that, he used to go around and he would be mitzayin these kvarot. And he came to the ma'arat of Abraham when he came to the ma'arat ha-machpelah. So nobody knew exactly how big the ma'arat ha-machpelah was underground. So where exactly would be the dimensions that you have to mark out for the zehirut of the kohanim and so on. Some bring a raya from here that tzaddikim are obviously metame b'misasan. Otherwise, what's the whole point? Others say it's no raya because, after all, Esav's head was there. Yeah, but no, he's not. The Gemara says Esav is Yisrael Mumer. But okay, Lamais Amitosus asks, they're all akum. They're all pre-Yisrael anyway because it was before Kabbalah Zatera. He says, no. Avram had a din of an Adam. It's called an Adam, a Gadol Banakim. Certainly Adam Rishon. So they would be metamed as an Adam. Anyway, so he comes to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. He's going to enter into where Avram is buried. And he finds Eliezer, Eved Avram, who is standing at the door doing his duties and making sure that nobody comes in who doesn't have a right to be in there. And we know Eliezer, Eved Avram is listed among those who never really died. So he's sitting there, Amarle, my covet Avram. So Rabbi Bano said, well, so what's Avram Avinu busy doing? Amarle, Gani Beknafid is sorry, he's lying in Sarah's arms. She's looking at his head. Amarle, so he said, well, go in there and say that Bano is at the door. I'm sure he knows me, and he'll appreciate the fact that it's okay for me to come in. Amarle, so Avram Avinu said, Leo, Bano is okay, he can come in. I mean, even though it's a little bit inappropriate, I mean, you know, the way that we're sitting here. But Mida Yadia the Yetzer Bahai Al-Maleka, I mean, he knows that there's no Yetzer Hara where we come from. So Lamaisa, any of these activities are not sexually stimulating. I mean, there's no problem for Rabbi Manoah. Yeah. Sorry? No, but he knows that we're not engaged in something that is sexual. So maybe it's not Ma'ir. So he can come in. Okay, so he came in. Ayin, he did his measurements. But no fact, and he goes out and he wants to come into the Mara of Adam Rishon. So that it would be. Now, there's a Machok, there's a Mandiomar who says that the Mara's Machpelah was two rooms. Machpelah, so it's Kfela in rooms. And one room was the inner room, one room was the outer room. So he needed to measure both rooms to want to measure the Adam Rishon room. Others learn it was one on top of the other. So he wanted to measure the lower room, which was Adam Rishon's room. Maybe it extended beyond the dimensions of the upper room. So anyway, he was about to go into the Mor of Adam Rishon. So a Batko came out and said that this is enough here, Bano. Nistakalta bitmut diyukni. You've already seen now the remes to the Tzelem Elokim. You were looking at Yaakov Avinu, but you certainly can't go into the seat of Tzelem Elokim itself, which is, I mean, that's Adam Rishon that I created, but directly as a Tzelem, you can't go in. Yukni atzma al tistakel. So Bano says, well, what do you mean? But I need to go in. I need to measure. What are we talking about over your morality issues here? I mean, this is logistics, more important. So the Basco said, that's not a problem. It's the same measurement. Just double it. And according to Mandi Omer, who holds that the Marata Machpelah was one on top of the other, so then what the Basco said obviously wasn't the Chitzona. And the Pnimit, what he said, Kimidata Elyona, that you measured, it doesn't extend beyond the borders of the upper chamber, and you don't have to take into consideration the additional measurements of tuma on the surface. Well, Rabbi Bano said, well, you know, at least I got a look over there as I was passing by the door. Nistakalti b'shnei akevav, I saw the two heels of Adam Rishon, down the shnei gagalei chama, it was so bright, it looked like you were staring at the sun. Hakol b'fnei Sarah k'kof b'nei Adam. If you're comparing any other human to Sarah, it's like looking at a monkey compared to a human. Sarah b'fnei Chava was k'kof b'fnei Adam. Sarah herself was compared to Chava, was also like a monkey to a human. Chava b'fnei Adam was k'kof b'fnei Adam. And Adam b'fnei Ashkina was k'kof b'fnei Adam. No, we're talking about the shine, so to speak, that we're talking about over here, the Galgalei Chama, whatever that is. Right?
Being
the presence.
Being
a Lamaise, huh?
Being as a positive thing.
See?
Being as a positive thing.
Being what is a positive
the
thing?
Comparison.
Positive to who? The monkey or the human? Right? So what you're saying, positive.
The person being compared to, Sarah being compared to Chava is a compliment to Sarah.
No, she looks like a monkey compared to Chava. Yeah, in other words, you're saying, as great as that Darga was, the same way you would not mistake a human, a monkey for a human, you wouldn't mistake a Sora for a Chava.
Politicians don't understand.
Yes, it's definitely a bit politically incorrect here, but that's how it goes. I mean, you're not supposed to insult monkeys. Shufrei d'Rav Kahana mi'en shufrei d'Rav. Shufrei d'Rav is mi'en shufrei d'Rav Yavu. Now, the beauty, which is similar to the aspects that we were measuring earlier, so we also have a gauge, some sense of the beauty of Adam Rishon, because anybody who saw Rav Kahana can get a taste of what something beautiful is in the generation of Rav. Rav had in him some of the beauty that you could have seen in Rabbi Avu. Rabbi Avu, Shufri the Rabbi Avu, was being Shufri the Yaakov Avinu, which we said over here was the Mut Diukni, but that's a different darga. And the Shufri, the Yaakov Avinu, was being Shufri the Adam Rishon, which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, it's enough that you saw Yaakov, you can't go in and see now Adam Rishon. Now, who amgushit, avichatite shrachvi, it was this amgusha, and they used to do all types of, the magi, they used to do magical trips, you know. So they would use begodim, or the hairs of the mace, you know, their various seances and so on. So this guy used to go around stripping the dead, you know. So Kimota Marata Riftubi Barmatna, he comes now to this Mara. Riftubi Barmatna was not in favor of this guy who's coming into his Mara, so he grabbed him by the beard, wouldn't let him go. That's a rather unpleasant thing for the poor Amgusha. So anyway, Abaye, who was a friend of this Amgusha, came in and used his good glory, of course. Used his good offices to get him off the hook, so to speak. So he asked Rav Tuvi Bar Masa to please let him go. Let the guy go. But the guy wasn't smart enough to learn his lesson. So the next year he tried the same shtick in advance of Halloween. So Lashon Achrit Yehodam. So again, Ata Tafsi B'diuk Yehodar Ata. So again, Tafsi B'diuk. Abaya came in. This time, Rav Tuvi Bar Masa wasn't interested in any tainas. So he didn't let him go. So if I had to bring a pair of scissors and snip off his beard, that would be a lesson. So Adiasi Maspara Vagazi Ladikne. There was a guy who died. Sorry? Hahu the Amalahu, a guy who died who didn't want to be in public on his deathbed, people would hear. He didn't want to say what he was leaving to his sons. He happened to actually be a rich fellow. So what he said was he gave out his property as follows. He says, I'm giving a barrel of dirt to son number one. I'm giving a barrel of bones to son number two. And I'm giving a barrel of rags, the udra, cotton, to another son. So I mean, what he was talking about. After he died, it came to Rabbi Bana to explain the will. So he said to them, let me understand what exactly, what does your father's estate consist of? Itlachu ara, there's real estate, amulayin. Itlachu chiyuta, where you've got livestock. They said, yeah, amulayin. Itlachu bistarki, your father dealt the textiles, he's got these quilts and things. He said, yeah. He said, so that's what he's saying, obviously, you understand. The barrel of dirt is his real estate. The barrel of bones is his livestock. I mean, the barrel of cotton rags that he's talking about, he's just putting it into a shmatas, we call today, a multimillionaire. He's a shmata deal, exactly. That's what he's saying. So they said, yeah, that's what it is. Now, there was this guy, speaking again of Rabbi Bana's ability to figure things out, is a guy who overhears his wife telling her daughter, you know, when you screw around, at least you should be a little bit careful. Am I Lotzaniyat Bisura? You know, I'm a woman that's got 10 sons, and only one of them is your father's. And he never expected a thing. You don't know how to be discreet. So, So anyway, this guy is trying to figure out which one is his real son. So he could never.
He knows which one not to kill.
So he didn't know. He didn't know which one was his son. So what he does is he leaves a will to one son. He figured if anybody can figure it out, the Bezdin will try to figure out what it means. So he leaves kol nechasai. So kishachi v'amelo kol nechasai lechad brod. So lo yodei alai minai. They didn't know which son he meant. So they come to Rabbi Bana. So Rabbi Bana said, look, I'll tell you, I mean, I don't know what your father's making so much trouble over here. There's only one thing to do. You got to go to his kever, and you sit there and you start pounding on the kever. You say, will you get up and tell us what the heck you're talking about? And so then until he comes out of his grave and he tells you what he's talking about, then we'll know what he's talking about. Fine? So he says to them, Chavotu kivad avucha. So just bang, keep banging on the kever. Adekoyim, agadol chalayim inaychu shavka. They all go to the kever except for that one son. So that one, first of all the others are mamzerim, so they're azeponim. Furthermore, the ones, you know, even monkeys know their genetic makeup. It's very interesting. You can experimentally show that monkeys will act kinder, they act more altruistically, according to how many genes they share with another monkey. Now, how the heck they know this, nobody knows. In other words, first cousins, they have absolutely no record of it. It's not that they live together, anything like that. So it could be that the son also had a sense of his being a son. I mean, less than a monkey. Talking about monkeys before, right? Okay, so that one, the one who was really his son, he thought this was ridiculous and it's a bizoyan for his father, and he didn't go. So Rabbi Bana says, that's the son. Kulonir sedai. This is the son. And they gave everything to that son. So the other sons, of course, were furious. So Azok Lakurtse Bemalkas, they went and they spoke to the king and that there's this guy. Achlakurtz is the way we use to undermine somebody by speaking Lashon Hara about him. Means they take his legs off, so to speak. So they went to the inglorious ones. So they went to the king. That's why Sefer Daniel always talks about Achlakurtz. So the Amre, they said that Ika Gavra Chad Biyudoi, there's this Jew boy. The Kamafik there's this guy, he just, you know, whatever he feels like doing. He doesn't have any witnesses, he doesn't have any proof, and he does whatever he wants, and he's taking over the Justice Department and the Jewish Department. It's outrageous. Lamaisa Rabbi Bana had a right to do this because, I mean, this would be a case of Shudda the Dayana anyway. So, I mean, he could use whatever he wanted to figure out this is what the Bezek considers to be the most reasonable. He wasn't claiming, obviously, it was a Raya Gemura. So they went and they arrested him. So his wife figured a way to get Rabbi Bana out of prison was that she would create a case that they would be embarrassed to admit they didn't know what the heck she was talking about, then they'd have to call the Jewish chacham that they imprisoned, because he obviously was used to these kind of wild women, and then they would see that he's a smart guy, and they would let him out. So she goes in and she sues, she presents this suit to the court, and she says, look, I had one evet, avdachad havili, and these no-goodniks came in post-coloration, they cut off his head, they took off his skin. They ate up his flesh. Now they're using him to draw water. They're using the water now to pour out to their friends. And they haven't paid me, not for the original and not for the rental. What she was talking about. So lo yadi maika amran. Of course, they're not going to admit that they don't know what she's talking about, because that's part of the chokhmah of those days, was to be able to figure out riddles. So if somebody's coming, you're supposed to know what they're talking about. You can't ask them. So they said, well, neitu lechachima diyudah, let's get that Jewish chokhmah over there. You'll know how to deal with this. Well, lema, let him say what she's talking about. So koyula Rabbi Benah, they take Rabbi Benah out of prison, and they tell him the case. He says, well, I understand. It's very obvious. She's talking about a zarnuka. A zarnuka amalachu. She's talking about a water bottle. A water bottle comes of a goat. She's calling her goat, her only servant. That was the only thing she had, obviously. It gave her milk every day. Somebody came, stole the goat, ate the meat, used the skin to make a skin bottle, and isn't paying her the rental or for the original. That's all she's saying. A very simple case. You guys have some kind of problem? So they said, all right, we give up. If this guy is so smart, let him be the guy that sits now at the petach of the balchus, and he should take the dinim that are coming in over here. Okay, so they sit him down at the doorway to the palace. So he sees above the Besdin, they have inscribed on the wall their great vision of justice. So Kol Dayan Demit Kari Ladin Lav Shmei Dayan. Any judge that himself is summoned to a din shouldn't be called a judge. A man has to be snow white and pure, and that's how pure our dinim are, and therefore justice has to be complete and absolute. Amalahuz, he says, you know, that's crazy. It means all you need is for one shmo to go put something on the internet that this guy now is, he's the one that really stole money, and that's it. So now he's not snow white. So that's inish mi alma. Somebody comes along frivolously. And he'll be masmin leila din. You know, I mean, people do this all the time. They sue for hot water. You know, the water was too hot when you buy your coffee. So it'll be masmin leila din, and that'll be the end of the guy. He's no longer Snow White. I mean, after all, there's 20,000 Google references to this guy that was he sold the water that was too hot.
Neiman.
Yeah, Ella called exactly. Yeah, my balabai. He went through hell for 2 years.
Shouldn't be in the government.
Yeah. Now look, what you should say is, Kol Dayan Dimit Kari Ladino Mafkimine Mamona Bedin Lav Shmei Dayan. It turns out that you needed to sue him to get money back, and he really owed the money. He's obviously somebody who is going to be bribable because he's not a Sonny Betza. He's not to take care of even possible money that he owed. That makes sense. But, I mean, how can you just say it that way? So Katfu Hachi, so they wrote, instead of changing the whole thing, they would have to tear down the whole original, so they added underneath, P.S. Brahm. P.S. The Sabi Yehudai Amre, a note, it's the Jewish elders say that this ought to read as follows. Kol Dayan Demitkari Yeladin Amavkim Mamon Abedin Lav Shmei Dayan. Of course, the Jewish people didn't read the P.S. They stuck with the original. Chaza, then he sees they have another inscription there that says, Barosh Komota Anadam, the chief of all death, of all causes of death, is high blood pressure, too much blood. And Kol Chayin, Barosh Kol Chayin Ana Chemar, at the head of all life, his eye, wine. So he said, huh? It's ridiculous. First of all, causes of death include accidents. I mean, you can't say causes of death. You could talk about causes of breakdowns, illness. I mean, but don't say causes of death. It's not a direct cause of death. High blood pressure is not a direct cause of death. It can cause a breakdown of the cardiovascular system, you know, with a heart attack, a stroke, and so on, but it's not a direct cause of death. So how can you write such a ridiculous thing? Mehata nafel meigro, I mean, the guy falls off of the roof and dies. You say it's high blood pressure. Not for me, Dikla, me. It's high blood pressure. Dama katle. And besides, this business about wine and life, I mean, you know, mean the darkele mema, a guy is dying, so you're going to give him wine and now he's going to live. I mean, wine doesn't give you life. It may maintain your health. But, no, this is not good. Elahachi bayi lemichtav. What you want to write is like this. Barosh kol marin an adam. At the top of all causes of breakdowns of health could be blood. Barosh kol asvan, in the top of all refuas, then of course the word refuah is things that keep you well as well. So barosh kol asvan ana chemar. So they wrote a PS again because they couldn't tear down the whole thing. I mean, it spent so much money and it looked so nice. So they added a PS underneath. PS, Brahm. The Sabi the Yehudai say that this should read as follows. Barosh kol marin an adam, barosh kol asvan an achemar, and in order to make it clear that asvan does not mean medications, but rather means healthful eating, they added, ba'atar delet chemar, where there's no wine in the house, taman bitva'u samanim, that's where you got to start ordering drugs. But if you keep the wine flowing okay, you should be all right.
How come this was written in Pesach?
It could be not necessarily the Pesach of the Besdin. This was the Pesach already of the palace. It was directly under him. Now, they also found, once we're talking about weird things that are written on doors, so Kativ Apitra de Kaputkia, Parnea's neighborhood, of course, so at the gateway to Kaputkia, which is, of course, Anatolia, Turks, so they found Anpag Antal. So Anpag Antal, That sounds like Manavata Plin or something like that. But it's actually just the names of cups. Now, the truth is, the Anpak really, as Tosis points out, is really asparagus, which is not the vegetable, but the drink. Remember, the breakfast drink, that health drink. V8. Yeah, exactly. So it used to be served as an Anpak or an Anbag, and so this is what maybe the cups that held it, where there was a standard measurement. You were supposed to have your 8-ounce cup of V8 every morning, whatever the shear was, depending on the Chazanish. I know it could have been a 3-ounce cup, but whatever it is, the antal, which in Hebrew we use as the natla, which became the revius of the natla. So the antal is the revius shaltera. So these are antals or revius shaltera. So this becomes a very good way of keeping in mind, because that was already very common. They had defined measurements that were in use universally in the area. Not for nothing is Anatolia Anatolia. This becomes now the antal, right? We're ready, dear President.
Not yet.
No. Something from the neighborhood.
The Turks have a different type and shape of teacup than anybody else. In fact, HSBC was showing, like, you have to know your local form, so they showed that one. It's a Turkish teacup. We have to look at the origins and see how far back it goes.
How big is it? That's the question. Right, let's measure it. Once and for all, is that's it the
right.
Chazan Ish?
That's right. Shlomo Musayim had that. He had a cup and went to the Chazan Ish and wrote Chaim Noah. What did he say?
Not to be confused with a coffee cup?
Right. Right.
Not Turkish.
That's an interesting point, because that's definitely only Reb Chaim Noah.
And double.
Coffee. But not Turkish coffee, certainly no more. There's an actual boycott on Turkish coffee.
Where?
In Israel.
Here.
Yeah.
No going to Turkey.
Turkish
taffy.
No Turkish coffee. No Turkish taffy. That's all right. We are ready, dear President, and Abba awaits.
Dr. Haile Commissioner.
Hamar Zev. We continue on now with the list of things. Some things that do have chazaka and that don't have chazaka, depending on the exact circumstances. So we were now zeroing in. Our previous Mishnah zeroed in on the difference of ha'amadata be'ima as opposed to ha'amadata be'ima with a mechitza that was built, or tarnagolim, depending where. Here we have the same thing when it comes to somebody owns second story with the roof, and now he wants the water of the roof to drain into another guy's, into the chotzer, basically, maybe even has rights to the chotzer, but can he allow the water to gush off of his roof? He's got a gutter, and that gutter has attached to it a marzev. Now, marzev is the pipe out of which the water that's collected from the entire roof, and, well, no, because it didn't go down the edge, it stuck out, which was the way all the old Birpasot in Yerushalayim, if you recall, as you walked down the sidewalk, you almost inevitably in the morning had sponge water on your head because the marzev would stick out of the mirpeset and take it directly. Exactly. They've changed it recently, but that was the standard. So the marzev sticks out. Now, the marzev could be placed on the right side of the gutter, on the left side of the gutter. The gutter is the matzilah. So it didn't have a mokum kavua plus. It could be longer, it could be shorter, it could be aimed at a 45-degree angle. I mean, you want to make sure you hit the neighbor wherever he is, you know. So, in any event, the question is, does it have a chazak? Because it says over here, the fact that I have a marzev, maybe has a chazak, but the marzev itself doesn't have a chazak. It doesn't seem to make any sense. The question is going to ask, how do we interpret those words? The marzev doesn't have a chazak, but the place of a marzev does have a chazak. Hamazchila, on the other hand, the gutter does have a chazak. So, lama mitzvina, the gutter goes along the entire roof. I mean, I can certainly see instantly the difference between the two. One of them is basically movable, more or less impermanent, because you could put it from one place to another place, stick it on the right hand instead of the left hand. But the maschila is permanently placed on the roof. And over there, well, it's on the roof owner's side, yeah. The guy doesn't want the gutter above his head. He says, you're blocking the sun. I want whatever.
Isn't this water being trapped and saved?
We'll see about that. We're just going to talk about that at the end of the sermon. So the maschila itself has a chazak. Now, sulam ha-mitzri, which is like a small ladder, like our step ladders, roll-up ladders. So that's impermanent. So ein lo chazak ha-tzuri, which is a serious ladder. That takes up space. Somebody puts that there. It means he really intends to leave it there. So there you should have been mocha. Yesh lo chazak. Chalona Mitzrit, which is basically a window that is the equivalent of our webcams. Right? So somebody wants to keep an eye on what's going on. So it's not used for letting in light or ingress or egress. It's a very tiny window that you can just see out of. You can't even get your... It's like peoples. It's larger than a peephole, but it's similar to a peephole. So over there, it's something that basically is used only from time to time. It overlooks the other person's property. And if there's been robberies in the neighborhood and so on, so they'll open up this kind of thing in order to keep an eye on things for a while. But it's not considered to be a permanent fixture. So that ain't la chazaka. But at Surit, there's a real window. Yesh la chazaka. Now, how do you see the difference? Ezi chalona mitzrit. Koshin rosh shel adam yachol ikanes tocha. As long as it's so small that you can't get your head in the window, so it's considered to be basically a people. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh amal bein. Well, now wait a minute. It's really, it depends. I mean, it could be small, but if you're putting it there permanently, so you put in a window frame for it, you don't put in a frame for something that you're just leaving there for a little while. So over there, Alpha Bishain Rosh Hashanah Adam Yechol Lekanes Tocha, it's still a chazak. Says the Gemara, what in the world is the meaning of the words the Marzev doesn't have a chazak, but the place of the Marzev has a chazak? How do you explain that? Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, what it's saying is this. The particular placement of a Marzev in lo chazak. So a Marzev in lo chazak mi ruach achad. If the Marzev has been affixed for the past 10 years to the right side of the gutter, and now the Shachin comes along and says, look, you know, I want to put my storage shed on that side, move your Marzev over to the other side of the gutter, that's what it means. The Marzev's present placement does not have a chazaka, but there is a chazaka to have a Marzev. So in other words, it's either going to be on one side or the other. Yesh lemekomo chazaka mishtei ruchot. So I can't undo your Marzev, but I can move it to the other side. Rabbi Chanina says, no, it's the length of the Marzev that's the issue over here. Marzev in lo chazaka means the Marzev itself gets to be where it is, but it doesn't have a chazaka in its length, so that if you, the Shachin underneath, want to make it shorter, so that it doesn't spray the middle of your chatzer or whatever, so ima yaroch mekatzro, you can cut it down. But yesh lemekomo chazaka, nonetheless, it has a right to be there, is all it means. Imbala okro, if you're going to take it out completely, you don't have a right to take it out completely. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omer, Amar Zev Ein Lo Chazaka, means Im Rotze Livnot Tachtav Boneh. Yes?
Just need to have a claim of right.
Yes, according, we discussed this at length yesterday. You are late. So it's a big machlok, as we've shown him. According to Rashbam, it needs to have a claim of purchase and a 3-year Chazaka. And otherwise, we're dealing with the Chatzar HaShutafim, and it's a question of Vitur to Shutaf, according to Rimi Gash. And there are other shittas as well. So now, the problem is that Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba says what it means is a Marzev Ein Lo Chazaka means that I can build whatever I want underneath it. But Yesh Lo Mekomo Chazaka, I can't take it away. So if the guy says, you put your storage shed under my Marzev and my water is spraying back up. Look, I never told you that you're going to have a clear area to dip your water in the middle of my chatzar. I'm not, but if I want to tear off your Marzev and build something high enough that I actually stop it up or rip it off, that I can't do. So Shim Balokro ain't okro. Now the problem is that the Mishnah says, not Hamaschila Yesh La Chazaka, the gutter, as opposed to this, what we would use as the pipe that goes down, Yeah, but we don't. They didn't have a downspout, but we would. The equivalent thing to us is a downspout on one side or the other. But they had this matzchila, so they had this the marzev, and then the matzchila was what we have as a gutter. So that has a chazaka. Now the first two pshatim make perfectly good sense. So bishlam amandim anachtarte shaper. It makes sense to say that versus the marzev, the matzchila is kavua. So over there, the guy should have been mocha, but. What nafkamina could it possibly make in building a storage shed under the maschilat? That doesn't make any sense. Because that's how you're understanding the marzev, that you have a right to build under it. So what's nafkamina if it's a maschilat or a marzev? It's exactly the same thing. Why should I be able to build under maschilat? So, Onan Yomish Bratzeliv, no tachtav boneh, my nafkamina, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, the mission makes no sense if that's how you understood the mokum of the marzev. My nafkamina. No, you missed the point. We're talking about over here that the guy is not supporting the gutter on the edge of his roof. He has now this construction under it that when the water rolls off of the roof, it's trapped by a gutter that's supported by this wall or by this tripod, whatever it is. And that he doesn't want you building under. Because he says, what you're doing is you're weakening by your construction. You're weakening my construction. This idea is mutual, which is what you raised earlier. It's mutual. If I have my water running off my roof into your chatzar, it's because it's useful for me to save the water from your roof, either for my garden or for my animals. We don't want the water to go to waste, which means that if I have been agreeable to your marzev, it's because I have a chazak of getting the water. In which case, if you want to cut out your marzev, I, the one who was getting the benefit of the water of the marzev, I can insist that you allow the water to continue to come to my chatzar because I want to use it. So therefore, and now the balagag wants to come and take the water off in some other way. He wants to be sotein the balachatzar ma'akebala. He can prevent that because he can say the whole agreement was a mutual agreement. The same way that you, according to Rashbam, this means literally, you pay, or you got it the matana, whatever, but the same way we reached an agreement that you would be able to allow your water to come into my chatzar, part of the consideration is the fact that I have a kinyan on the water from your roof. And Itmar Rabbi Oshaya says the same thing, that you can be ma'akev. You can prevent him from stopping the water. Whereas Rav Chama said, it's not ma'akev. Ozo Shaila L'Rabisa, they went and they asked Rabisa, who was Rav Chama's father, who was Rav Oshaya's grandfather. So there's all three of these Talmidei Chachamim lived contemporaneously. They were all Gedolim at the same time. So they were able to ask the Shaila to the grandfather. So they were all famous Peskim. And he also said ma'akev. You want to talk about the three twisted chutim together? Right now, we're in the middle of Daf Yomi. This refers to Rabbi Oshaya, who was Benosh Rabbi Chama, who was Benosh Rabbi Bisa. So this was, Rabbi Oshaya ended up saying the same thing as his grandfather. As Tosis points out, I mean, there's many, many times that we have three generations of Gedolei Torah, but then it should be, that they should all be see one another and function as Gedolei simultaneously. That is unusual. Rabbi Banah, have you come at Saint Mar Takimata Marata de Avram Ashke Liliezer Evid Avram de Koy Kabe Bov Amale My Kovid Avram Amale Gani Bekam Fit Sorav Koma Aini Liberation Amale Zil Emale Bino Koy Abov Amale Leo. He's okay. Mini Yadia the Yetzer I am a leka. I vidafa. He bought the marat adam rishon. Yotzta bat kovi amra. Enough. Nistakal to beduk diukni, but beduukni atzva al tistakel. But you know, let's unim marata. Nah, don't worry about it. Kmidata chitzona, kach midata pnimit. Or koyte man yomar shnei batim zulu malam bizu. The Basco said kmidata yona, kach midata tachtona. Omar Rabbi Beno, nistakal to b'shnei akivav. V'domim l'shnei galgalei chama. Hakol b'fnei sara kikof b'fnei adam. Sara b'fnei chava kikof b'fnei adam. Chava b'fnei adam kikof b'fnei adam. Adam b'fnei shchina kikof b'fnei adam. Shufrei Rav Kahana me'en shufrei Rav. Shufrei Rav me'en shufrei Rabbi Avu. Shufrei Rabbi Avu me'en shufrei Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei Yaakov Avinu me'en shufrei Adam HaRishon. Ahu amgusha. V'avichatate shachli kimot amarat tuftu b'matla. The Shunachrite order at the Tapsi Bedikne. Otabaya this time Lord Shavke, Adaisim Aspara, Begazila Dikne. Ahudi Omel Chavita the Afra Lechadroi, Chavita the Garmi Lechadroi, and Chavita Dudri Lechadroi, Lavi Adimak Amalu. Otta the Kami the Rebbe Beno, Omalu Itruara, Amalu, in Itruch Yuta, in Itru Bistarki, in Nu Yachi Yachamalachu. Ahu gaver the shabbat levita the kamer lebarta. She amaylo tshaniyat biyisura. Hachi teta sora bone itla veletli miavu chalachad. Kishochi v'amalu kol nechasay lechad bra lo yodi la'aminayu. Ato lekami the Rabbi Bano amarlo zil chavoto kiver deavucha. Ado koyu megale lachu la'aminayu chushavka. Azlo kulo except ahu debrei have lo azal. Amarlo that's the real son. Kulo nechasay. Amre at Yuchav Shu. Also, the Vito Amelo, Avda, Chad, Aveli, Poskel, Reisha, Poshtel, Amashre, Ochlo, Bisre, Kamale, Be Maya, Mashkbil, Chavraya, Veloke, Oveli, Dami, Velo, Agre. The Yadim, Akka, Amra. Amri, Naitel, Chachimoy, the Yudoi, Velema, Kayula, Rabino, Amalo, what's the problem, guys? Zarnuk, Amra, Lachu. Amri, Oh, Vachokam, Kuleyai, Leisiv, Abova, Vedina, Dina. Chosid, Avi, Kosiv, Babula, Kol, Dayan, Demit, Kare, Ledin, Lav, Shmei, Dayan. Amalu nu elamiata atinish mi'alma was mazmin dina pasve. It's ridiculous. El kol dayin bitkari la dina mafkim ne mamona bedin. There it's lav shmei dayan. So katvo achi p.s. Saboy di yudai amri kol dayin bitkari la dina mafkim ne mamona bedin lav shmei dayan. Chazed avikosiv beroshko muta anadam beroshko chayin anachimar. So he said to them elamiata nofem yigro meit nofem bedikol meit dama katle v'tu. Man the dark in the meimat, mashkele chamri v'chayin. So lahachi boi lamichta, beroshkol mir'in an adam, beroshkol asvan an achimar. Kotvo hachi, piyas, sabri yudai amri, beroshkol mir'in an adam, beroshkol asvan an achimar. Be'atar dalet chimar taman mitba'u samanin. Kotiv ha'pitcha dav kaput ki anpak anbag antal, ve'izo antal zeur v'yishotur ha'am. Amar Zev, Enlo Chazaka, Yesh Le Mekomo Chazaka, Matzchila, Yesh Le Chazaka, Sulam, Amitzri, Enlo Chazaka, Vatzuri, Yesh Le Chazaka, Chalon Amitzrit, Enlo Chazaka, Vatzurit, Yesh Le Chazaka, Ezoi Chalon Amitzrit, Kol She'in Rosho Shel Adam Yachol Likanes Tocha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, In Yesh Le Malben, Ava Bishen Rosho Shel Adam Yachol Likanes Tocha, Arezo Chazaka, Maya Amar Zev, Enlo Chazaka, Yesh Le Mekomo Chazaka, Omer, Vira Meshmo Hachikam, Amar Zev, Enlo Chazaka, Miruach Achat, יש לבגמו חזקה משתי רוחות. רבי חנינא אמר, אמר זאב אין לו חזקה שאם היה ארוך וקצרו, יש לבגמו חזקה, אבל לא עוקרו, אינו עוקרו. רבי ירמיה בר אבא אומר, אמר זאב אין לו חזקה, אם רצו לבנות תחתיו בונה, ויש לבגמו חזקה, אבל לא עוקרו, אינו עוקרו. What about the Mishnah? תראה מהצחילה שלך חזקה בשביל למד יום הנצר תשאר. למד יום שאם רצו לבנות תחתיו בונה, מי נפקל אמינה, what's the need for a מרחוב? Hacha b'maschila shal binyan askinan. The Omer leino nechle de titrayi shatoi. Omer Rebbe Yehuda Omer Shvut Tzirama galayim meyam lachatzir haveru bo ba'aga lesot mo ba'al lachatzir ma'akev ala. The Omer leike yecha da at kanita lacha chatzir didi lemishte b'maya ledidi namine kanamaya adigracha. Itmar Rebbe Oshay Omer ma'akev Rebcham Omer meyna ma'akev. Ozu shay le Rebbe Yisomer ma'akev karlai Rami bar Choma hachuta meshulash lo b'ben rayin atek. Zeh Rebbe Oshaya, Benosh Rebbe Chama, Benosh Rabbi Isa.